and philosophy. But it's a means by which organizational policies are enforced, as well as determining what they are. So the government is upon his shoulders, Jesus' shoulders. That's what we're seeing here. And it's interesting because here's Jesus, and the government is upon his shoulders. And Scripture says, let's go to the next scripture, Seth, Deuteronomy 28:13. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. But we're going to concentrate on one particular part of this. And the Lord will make you the head, not the tail. So let's get this picture. The first part we see, the government will be upon his shoulders. Now, there's not many things above my shoulders except my head and my neck, but, you know. But my head, which everything is contained, which is what determines what this body does. When I move either hand, if I jump, lift my legs, it's because my head told it to. So my head has determined which way the body is going. And here we are right here, and the Lord will make you the head, not the tail. You, the head. You're going to determine where the body goes. Now, I've mentioned this before several times that churches, different churches are called for different purposes. There are just different purposes. Some churches are feel-good churches. You go there, they feel good. They pick up fringe people because that's just where they are as the Lord is drawing them in more and more closer to himself. They just couldn't, the average person probably couldn't just step in here who didn't know Christ and be a full-time part by there. They would come in here and after about 2 weeks, I say 2 weeks as they would figure it out, but they could be here 1 week where we're doing something special because that's what we do. You know, we flow with what the Spirit's saying, what the Spirit's doing. So they could be here 1 week, feel like they're not getting anything, 2 weeks, feel like they're not getting anything, 3 weeks, and feel like we're just all over the place. But see, we're the head. We are the head. I believe that this church is a part of the body. I don't want to make it sound like we're better than on other churches because we're a part of the body. Some church bodies just have different purposes. They draw in different people to different areas and different depths because they're not quite here yet. But God is calling everybody into a close relationship, into a relationship where he can grow, minister, lead, guide. It's just for this purpose of this body here, we have a very specific calling. We are the head, not the tail. We determine. I believe that we have a gifting. We have an anointing. This particular body right here, Bread of Life body, I believe that we have a particular anointing to change things. We do. Sure, every church does, but I believe that we have a specific calling. We're different. As Saul was going down Damascus Road, and Jesus came upon him and blinded him, but there was a little interaction going on here. And Jesus said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Why are you persecuting me? I'm a man." I'm, you know, as far as Saul was concerned, that here was a man saying, "Why are you persecuting me?" Now, Saul may or may have not looked at him and thought, "Well, gee, have I ever persecuted you? Do I recognize you? You know, who are you? What what town do you live on, you know, because I know what towns I've been to persecuting Christians. I don't know who you are. And Jesus' response is really interesting. And it revealed to us that we are the church. He is the church. Jesus is the church. So here we can see a direct correlation to the church body and the government. The government shall be upon our shoulders, on Jesus' shoulders. We are He. So this past Thursday, we did get together, and we were expecting, I think originally we might have put out maybe 15 chairs or something, because we were expecting maybe 8-10 people to come, maybe. But I'm telling you, we had to, move a chair aside, put another one in, then we had to kick out this side and put more in, and eventually we had to kick out this side of the oval and put more in. Very encouraging. People who are determined to get stuff done in the ways that we're called to get stuff done. The head does not pick up glasses of water. The head does not do things. Hands do things. Feet do things. The rest of the body does things. The head does other things. It thinks, it speaks, it hears. And that's what we do here. We think, we see, we react, we respond with our mouth and with our prayers. That's what we are. That's what this body is all about. So when we come in here on a Sunday morning, my goodness, we know that. And we hear this kind of worship, very refreshing. Maybe I'm partial, but I don't think you can get better worship. I mean, when you get into worship, even if it's not your favorite song, God's got something for you there. God's always refreshing and refilling. He's always putting more in. It may not be exactly what you always want, whether it's the message, whether it's worship, whether it's announcements, but you'll get to be a part of the body. As you're growing up, you have a parent, and the parent does things you like, does things you don't like. But their goal is to, when you leave that house, when you leave that area of their covering, that you are self-sufficient in all areas, that you can handle yourself. Yes, you were taught things you didn't necessarily want to be taught. I mean, who needs to learn math? You know, I didn't. I was very bad at math because I didn't care. No one encouraged me. Only then did I find out years later as I became a programmer that, wow, this is a lot like algebra. And someone said that once, wow, you must be really good at algebra because you got all these parentheses and pluses and minuses. And no, I wasn't. But it dawned on me that so much of this life is tied to each other. And this body is so tied into other areas of the church that it's vital that we take our place as the head, not the tail, as the government upon his shoulders. So the government, we determine this. He's put that in our court to determine, to move forward with. But it's not all quite so easy, because back in the day, you're always going to have obstacles. And the enemy's always going to try to imitate what you're getting, especially as Christians. The enemy sees that and says, okay, I see what's going on here. I need to do something. So he comes up with, let's go with the first image. He says, I got to tell these people how to act, how to respond. So we go to the news, and we see these things. NBC, CNN, you know, the big three, ABC, NBC, and CBS. I mean, those are just about the only ones when I was 10 years old and had a little black and white TV in my room that I could get. I think I might have got a couple other stations, but when it came to news, the enemy said, I know what we're going to do. We're going to feed this head knowledge, and we're going to tell it what to think. we're going to start putting information into their heads because this is news. News. N-E-W-S. North, east, west, south. It's coming from everywhere. All directions. We're going to give them news. We're going to tell them what to think. We're going to show them things, and they're going to respond. They're going to trust us. They're going to follow. So the enemy's got this really cool plan, and it worked. It worked. A lot of people watched the news. I mean, it was almost like I didn't have two parents, so I didn't come home and watch anybody sit down at 6 o'clock to watch the 6 o'clock news or 7 o'clock news. Occasionally, maybe it was the 10 o'clock news because things started getting busier in life. But the enemy had his outlet, and that's what he gave us. Real stuff, real news. Showed us how to react, respond, what to react, respond to, good things, some bad things, what to be aware of, what the current events were, and he began to acclimate us into an environment like boiling a frog, so they say. Sorry, kids. Is there any kids in here? But you put a frog in hot water, you know, you just keep warming it up, and they become acclimated. So we became acclimated. This is the source. And of course, the enemy gave us that source. News. This is what you need to know. He's not going to tell us the truth. He's not going to let us know what it really is. Next slide. We didn't see a banner like this. Right? He didn't give us this. He didn't tell us it's fake news. Because we wanted real news. We don't believe fake stuff. But once again, you become acclimated to the news. And whereas before, at first, you had ABC, CBS, NBC, now you move into all these other places, so many different areas. But thank God, cable companies are going downhill, right? People just don't, now you need a digital TV converter if you want to watch TV, and it's becoming harder. More people are saying, I'm going on the internet, watch, I'm getting my own news from my own sources. So the enemy, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Because these people are smart. These Christians, they're up on us. They know there's a remnant. They're all being told. They all kind of know this, but there's a remnant. There's the head. There's, every town has a head. And these heads know that this isn't their source. So what are we going to do to create a new mass kind of thing? So let's go to the next slide. He figures this out. News sources. People aren't trusting the old stuff anymore. You know, the enemy says, the people I want to influence, they're in the know. They know it's fake news. These Christians, the head of the church, these churches that know who they are, they've got something else going on. I don't know what it is, but they're doing something different to sway them, to influence their decisions. They're thinking for themselves. They're figuring it out. But if we can create some Twitter, some Facebook, because, hey, they're still human. They still have daily lives. Let's make them busy, real busy. Keep them busy. Let's take away the single-parent income. So now in most families, two people have to work. If you're not in a family where both have to work and, you know, I'd say go back 10 years forward, 15. If you're able to support a family with one person staying at home and you're on your own, you're not living with mom and dad, that's the Lord. You're blessed because it almost requires two people to be working these days if you want to get ahead, if you don't want to just rent, if you don't want to just pay the bills month by month, you got to get ahead somehow. So the enemy's done a great job doing all this stuff, keeping you from finding the way, keeping you from figuring out and saying, we're going to spend time with the Lord, we're going to get focused, but it's happening. They're finding their way. So we'll throw some other stuff there. Well, you know what? These days, now we're coming upon something new, because this isn't doing it anymore. All of a sudden, we're seeing things in the news. Even Donald Trump himself said, okay, the enemy created these things to sway the masses, but something happened. The enemy created this channel of water, rapids, going down, and he created, and inside these rapids, which he wants everybody to go, there's these things, which Bill has spoken about, called eddies, you know? But they're boulders, right? There's these things inside, and if you're canoeing down these rapids, you have to avoid these rocks. The rocks are there. You have to avoid them. So God is determining and showing us new paths to go around these things. And what we had this last Thursday night is an example of how important it is that we as a body stay with the calling that God has given us. And he'll change us up. He'll give us different things. But right now he had us focused on the government, on the upcoming elections, because we're the head, we're the tail. We're going to be the influencers. We're paving the way for God's people to get into office. And as we pave that way, being the front runner, picture you're in the rapids, you're in this rapid stream, and you're moving, and you see this big rock, and you're like, okay, there's an obstacle. I can see close enough, because I have super eyesight, and it says Facebook on it. Now, if I hit that rock, or if I hit that obstacle that says Twitter, that's going to stop me up for 20 minutes, and I'm going to get caught up in something, and boy, I tell you, that's just going to boil my bones. I'm going to get so riled up because I'm going to be so focused on that. I'm going to get caught up in this little whirlpool, which happens right after the rock. And what that does is that gets you out of the stream of where God wants us to be and where he's bringing us, and that's deep waters. We're called to the deep waters. We're not called to stay in a stream and hit these obstacles, but the enemy is more than happy to hit us there. Twitter, let's see what's going on with Twitter. Oh my gosh, I can't believe Nancy Pelosi. Ah! You know, can you believe she's at it again? Yes. But the enemy wants us to get caught up in these obstacles, but that's not our job. Our job is not to get caught up in these obstacles. Our job, our part of the body, refocuses and understands and says, this isn't where I'm supposed to be. I don't need to get caught up in this. Because anything the enemy puts out there for us to get caught up in, it just doesn't bring a good feeling to you. And not only does it not bring a good feeling, it brings a bad feeling. And when you have a bad feeling and things start stewing, what goes downhill? Your faith, your encouragement, how you're looking at God and God, why this and why that? Why are you allowing? Right? You just get caught up in this circular pattern away from where you're going, deep waters, creating that path. Now, why do you create that path? You create that path because others follow. And even now, people are figuring out that these sources up here, they're getting to be TV trustable, you know, big network trustable. You don't believe everything you see. I mean, let's just flash up a little meme that says, I can't believe Donald Trump, you know, stepped on a little boy's hands in Walmart. And you're like, oh my gosh. No. He wants you to get caught up in these things and emotions and all this. But God says, don't invest your time, your emotions. Don't invest what I've given you for that. You invest what I've given to you in finding that way. Because as we find that way, and this is what we do, we find ways around the obstacles. People follow. And people are, we're getting there. Recently, with some of these major outlets blocking or totally getting rid of high-level Republican people, well, we won't say in-office people, but we'll talk about people like Ben Shapiro or Alex Jones or Candace Owens or Diamond and Silk. You know, Diamond and Silk, I don't know if y'all heard of them, but two popular girls just having a great time in front of a camera, but here they are X amount of time later, not too long ago, in front of Congress, saying, we know what the numbers are. We've been being blocked or shadow banned, you know, shadow blocked. We're not getting the followers. You're not putting us out there the way they should. So there's a reason they're doing this, and that's because we, the Wayfinders, we're making a difference. We're going somewhere. And all of a sudden, these outlets right here are figuring that out. And they're beginning to go, we need something else, because they're going somewhere else. They're getting too popular. The enemy created something which was great for a while, but all of a sudden, the Wayfinders got on there and they said, we know how to stop this obstacle. We're gonna navigate this, and we're becoming the truth. Jesus himself is rising up in these platforms. Why? Because the heads, not the other parts of the body, but the heads are getting out there with big news, truthful news, and that's scaring the enemy, because once again, his artificial intelligence is failing. Christians are using his platform for our deeds, for what we want, for God's purposes. And this is great. So we're called to be in this water, and we're going there. Our focus is the deep waters, and that's where we're going. And as we're creating these new pathways, people are figuring out, people are following, and they're getting out of these danger spots too. But then we hit the waters, and we go into the deep waters, and once they're there, that's where we get stuff done. Thursday night here in the prayer meeting, we got stuff done. And I know there's meetings throughout the week from different people, different groups that we have here, getting stuff done, and it's making a difference. Let's face it, is there any other way Donald Trump would have got in office, would have even ran for office? He's mentioned it way back in the 80s that if he wanted to, if I wanted to run for office, I'd probably win. And he's toyed with it. He's done his little, he's done his investigations probably every 4 years or so, or every 8 years. Is this the time to run? Is this not the time to run? But this time he did. And this time it was time for change, and God's people rose up. See, Donald Trump was that wrecking ball. He got that word about being a wrecking ball. Well, he was a wrecking ball, and he got through in office, and now we have something that is unprecedented for the Christian church, for the church. He is the forefront right now, and we're backing him up. And he's going into deep waters, and that's where we are. We get stuff done. Now, John 16:13 says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you the things to come. The key phrase here is in the next slide. No? Okay. Is he will guide you. He will guide you. When the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. So when we're in prayer, he's guiding us. He's leading us to know what to pray for. Strategy, strategic prayers, getting stuff done. Because as we pray in his will, That's when we get stuff done, because God already knows what he wants us to do, but he's left it to his ambassadors to come to him and say, yes, your will is what we want. Great, I've already willed for it to be done. And we're partnering together, and when my body comes into line with me, that's when I act, that's when I move. And you're praying for my will, which has already been established, which has already been predetermined, and I want my people to come to me and ask for these things, because once you do, that's the partnership. We can go to the next slide now. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now there is another scripture that says, anything you ask according to my will, which is true. I mean, God's not going to do anything against his will. But the fact is when we pray, he will do it. Because we're going in, we're in the deep waters. We are called to get stuff done there. We prepare the way for some of these candidates in November. It's vital that we're praying for that. How many Christians were praying before Donald Trump got in office? Millions. Millions. God answered that prayer. But God answered that prayer because it was already his will to have Donald Trump in office. And we partnered with God and we got that done. So we create the new paths. We go around the obstacles. We're hearing from God. Let's not stop. Let's keep going. I'm going to have Debbie come up here, and she's heard some from the Lord herself.
We are loved. We are loved with perfect love. God is perfect love. Okay. We are God's children. Oh, we've been born of God. We're a new creation. We've been born of God. That old man has passed away. So we have faith like a child. Okay, so I want you to say, I have the faith of a child. It's your destiny. It's innate. It's inborn. It's natural for us to have the faith of a child. Just release all that striving, and that's who I am. Say, that's who I am. I'm going to pull up a scripture here. Now, when I looked at this, I saw it so different than I've ever seen it. Mark 10:13, Jesus blesses the little children. And they were bringing children to him so that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was displeased and said to them, "Permit the children to come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Say, I am a children. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all. And he took them in his arms and began blessing them, laying his hands on them. God sees you. I'm talking to somebody here. You are not disqualified. You are not left out. You are not left out, even if you have left yourself out thinking these things don't apply to you. That's not true. You're in this house. Okay, faith like a child. Faith for what? To believe who God is to you. Oh, Lord, open the eyes of our hearts now. We see you more clearly, to believe who you are to us, God. To see who you are to us, who we are. Okay, so I got three words from God, and they've been... I've gotten them a few times, but last night when I was sitting in my little chair in my room, these words came back, and I just knew that was God. So the first two words go together, effect change. And they just were like, I just know that was the Spirit, effect change. And so, oh my gosh, I just want to fall over because God is so good and I feel too small. Do you ever feel too small for God? It's like, oh my gosh. Effect. Okay. I looked it up. Cause something to happen. Bring about. Cause to happen. Okay. Nature always effected a cure. They give an example sentence. Okay, and the word change, the act or instance of making or becoming different. And then the example sentence, the change from a nomadic to an agricultural society. Now, all of that was from God, guys. And here's what I saw. Okay, so... in a healthy person, right, you get a cut, you get a wound, you get a splinter. What happens to it? It heals up automatically, or a splinter starts to go to the surface, right? Who made our bodies to do that? This God. And that's not just for our bodies. That's who he is. That's who he is with everything. That's what he's doing in the earth. That's who we are when we're born from above. I was... anyway, I'm too small. But I saw that and I thought, come on, God. Nature always effected a cure. God is a cure. That's who we are. That's who he is to our souls, every part of us. Our bodies, our lives, and relationships, in our home, in our communities, in our nation, in the earth. And then the second one, you know, change, that example sentence, the change from a nomadic to an agricultural society. The whole demographic, and that was another word, demographic. These are big words. Like God wants to do, he's saying, I want to do some things. I want to show you more of who I am. Oh my gosh. So I think you guys can, you know, think on those words, have the Lord show you more about those words. Another thing he said, I'll share the third word. Okay, the first two words, effect change. And the third word was enact. And I need to look up the definition on my phone because I wanted to. Okay, so I thought both definitions were applicable. Number one, make a bill or other proposal, law. Make law. And then the second one was act out, to act out. And then I thought, you know, what was coming to me was, okay, we're the children of God, just like I was saying. Born of him, of his kingdom, enacting his will. Enacting his will by his spirit. You know, not us striving, but by his spirit. Okay, so two more things and I'm done. God said, and he said it to me this morning, he said, tell my people I'm an eclipser. Tell my people I'm an eclipser. He's the great eclipser. Do you have pain? Do you have regrets? Do you have unforgiveness? Do you have fear? What do you got? Sin? Fear of man? What do you got? He's an eclipser. Let me tell you. Sickness? What do you got? He's an eclipser. And I just saw this picture of like somebody, you know, in a rowboat, just rowing so hard in the ocean, you know, in the great ocean. And here comes this giant, I don't know, submarine thing that's just coming out of the ocean and lifting up this boat. And it, you know, you see it in movies sometimes and it's like something to that effect, you know. And it's overwhelming. It's like, it's just so huge. So he's an eclipser. And the last thing I felt like he gave me was 2 Corinthians 5, where it says, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. And he made us ministers of reconciliation. If you take that back to the wound example, right? Father, we bless you. We bless you. And this all is possible through what? The redemption, right? This God that tore, he got his all his flesh torn off and poured out all his blood. This is the redemption that enables the eclipse, that enables his kingdom to come, to flow in us, through us, to the world, to our neighbor. Father, we love you. Jesus, we love you, Jesus. You are our everything. Open the eyes of our hearts that we would see you're the great eclipser. The cross of Jesus is the great eclipser. Bless your name, Lord. We love you. Be magnified in our lives. Open our eyes, Lord. Give us eyes seeing, Lord. Eyes seeing, even now, Holy Spirit. Even more so, eyes seeing, ears hearing, hearts believing, hearts understanding, living God. Our lives are yours, God. We are children of God. We belong to you.
Effect change. When she first told me that, I thought she was saying affect change. But the effect will be change. The effect of what God is doing in us and how we move forward in who we are as we become wholer and closer to his purposes, his will be done. And the effect will be change, which is why we are who we are and why he made us who we are, because we will affect change, and the effect will be change, and it's already started, and we're going to continue doing this. This is who we are, the children of God, affecting change, moving mountains in elections, moving emotions, getting away from these areas that the enemy is trying to put up in front of us as a disguise of something that's real, but we know better, and he knows that, because it's who we are, calling upon the one true God who has established the government on his shoulders, the head, not the tail. And that's us. The effect will be change. We are his government. We're the ones that are moving those mountains. We're putting people into office. We're going down those rapids with people who don't know what they're doing in back of us, and we see the danger. And we're able to carve out, wayfind, being a wayfinder. We don't need any GPS. That's not what a wayfinder does. A wayfinder goes and uses natural means by figuring out which way to go. We don't need TV. We don't need the internet. We don't need somebody telling us what to do. We should know it. The effect will be change. The effect will be change when we know who we are, what we're doing, what we're called to do, and we're going into deep waters. We're making change. Father God, I thank you that you have called this body to be such an integral part of the government, such an integral part of what you're doing. And we take that upon us. We accept our position, and we just call upon you to give us the wisdom and the words and what to pray that will make the changes that you desire to make. It's what you've been doing, and we believe you're going to continue to do that. Help us to not be caught off guard and get emotional and get caught up in these little areas where we shouldn't be. That's not what you've called us to be. You've called us to lead the way, to find the new path, to navigate into the deep waters, and people are following. That's who we are, church. That's who we are. Amen. Amen.